From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock. September 8th, big day in sports. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, golf wins All-American Showdown to reach U.S. Open quarters. Coco Gauff secured her spot in the U.S. Open quarterfinals with a solid win over fellow American Iva Jovic, taking the match 6-1, 6-4. Gauff, who won the tournament in 2023, showcased her skills on a warm Labor Day night in New York. Despite a shaky start that allowed Jovic to break her serve, Gauff quickly regained control, winning 6 consecutive games to clinch the first set. In the second set, Gauff continued to dominate, breaking Jovic again after some impressive defensive plays. Although Jovic fought back briefly, Gauff sealed the match in just over an hour. After the match, Gauff praised Jovic's talent and maturity, reflecting on her own experiences at that age. Looking ahead, Gauff will face French Open champion Mara Andreeva in the quarterfinals. They've met 5 times before, with Gauff winning each encounter. She acknowledges the challenge ahead, especially with Andreeva's recent Grand Slam success. The quarterfinal lineup is now complete, featuring other exciting matchups as well. Next, second, from Sky Sports. The NFL's biggest storylines in 2026 will Rams super teamwork. The 2026 NFL season is kicking off with the Seattle Seahawks defending their title against the New England Patriots. The spotlight is on the Los Angeles Rams, who have assembled a super team. They made headlines by trading for Myles Garrett, adding a fierce defensive edge alongside Aaron Donald. With reigning MVP Matthew Stafford leading a potent offense, they're poised for a serious Super Bowl run. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Ravens are embracing change after parting ways with longtime coach John Harbaugh. They've brought in Jesse Minter to revamp their defense and hope to maximize Lamar Jackson's talents. The Ravens aim to bounce back from last season's struggles. The Los Angeles Chargers are looking to unlock Justin Herbert's potential with new offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel. Herbert has yet to secure a playoff win, so this season is crucial for him. Injuries and depth concerns loom, but there's hope that McDaniel's creativity can elevate the offense. In Philadelphia, the Eagles are adjusting after a tumultuous season. With a new offensive coordinator, Sean Mannion, they're focusing on Jalen Hurts and a revamped receiving core. The defense remains strong, but the success of the team hinges on how well Hurts adapts to the changes. Lastly, the Kansas City Chiefs are eager to see how Patrick Mahomes returns after a serious injury sidelined him last season. With questions surrounding the offense and the aging Travis Kelce, there's uncertainty. F1 title race. What championship is not over despite spectacular Kimi Antonelli win at Italian Grand Prix? Kimi Antonelli showed why he is championship leader after his superb win at Monza. But Antonelli and Mercedes still have hurdles to overcome in remaining races. Watch every session of the Spanish Grand Prix at a new track in Madrid from this Friday. Live on Sky Sports F1, Kimi Antonelli's stunning Italian Grand Prix victory felt like a key moment in this year's championship as he landed a psychological blow on his title rivals by winning from 19th. But with Mahomes at the helm, the Chiefs always have a shot at reclaiming their dominance. Up next, third, from Sky Sports, why the F1 title race is not over yet. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Tennis, from Matchpoint to US Open exit, lucky loser denied history. Arthur G came so close to making history at the US Open, just one point away from being the first lucky loser to reach a Grand Slam quarterfinal. The 22-year-old French player faced off against Bodic van de Zandschulp in a grueling match that lasted over 5 hours. G had a match point in a tense third set tiebreak but couldn't convert it, ultimately losing 3-6, 6-7, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4. Despite the heartbreak, he walks away with $480,000, a significant boost from the $66,000 he expected after qualifying. Meanwhile, van de Zandschulp will now face top seed Alexander Zverev, who had a smoother path to the quarterfinals, defeating Luciano Dardari in straight sets. Zverev joked about finishing before midnight, a rare occurrence for him in this tournament. He's hoping for another night match, having booked the court for late practice sessions. In another remarkable story, Belgium's Alexander Blok battled through rib pain to reach his first major quarterfinal, overcoming Francisco Cerúndolo. He was on the brink of retiring but pushed through, making it a memorable moment for him. Blok is set to face Karen Khachanov next, who also fought hard to win against Lernertine, ending the Americans' hopes for a historic quarterfinal lineup. It's shaping up to be an exciting finish at Flushing Meadows. Next, fifth, from The Guardian Sport. Coco Gauff dismantles Iva Jovic to reach quarterfinals in confident US Open run. Coco Gauff cruised past Iva Jovic, winning 6-1, 6-4 in just 80 minutes. This victory marks Gauff's impressive run at the US Open, as she hasn't dropped a set yet. Her performance was dominant, showcasing a powerful mix of aggressive returns and solid defense. Gauff hit 18 winners compared to Jovic's 9 and made significantly fewer unforced errors. This win sends her to the quarterfinals, where she'll face up-and-coming star Andreeva. It's been 3 years since Gauff made it this far in the tournament, and she looks poised to make another deep run. Her confidence is palpable, and she's definitely a player to watch. Up next, sixth, From awful announcing. After Michigan clock debacle, Nick Wright declares instant replay is bad in all of its forms. The Michigan-Western Michigan game left many scratching their heads over the confusion caused by instant replay. Nick Wright from FS1 took to his show, First Things First, to voice his strong disapproval of replay technology, calling it ineffective and detrimental to the fan experience. He argued that the recent incident, where a second was added back to the clock, only complicated an already tense moment. Wright emphasized that players and coaches reacted in real time, believing the game was over. The sudden review created unnecessary drama and confusion for fans. He pointed out that while replay aims to correct mistakes, it often leads to more questions and speculation about fairness. In an age where accuracy is crucial, especially with the rise of gambling, Wright believes that the added layers of review have done little to resolve the issues. Instead, they've muddied the waters, robbing fans of the pure joy of celebration. The debate over the value of instant replay continues, with many echoing Wright's sentiments following this latest debacle. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. New here. Grab your maybe the only hit a few seconds.